All right. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Okay. So, I just wanted to ask, what was it like for you growing up?
Well, let's see. I grew up in Ventura here, just like you, but quite a while ago. I guess the biggest difference between now and then is things like talking on this phone. We didn't have computers or social media or anything like that. It was a smaller town. It was a good place to grow up. Not as many people as now. It's still a good place to grow up, but it was real slow, you know. For fun, we'd go to the beach all the time because it was free and there was not much to do otherwise. We'd have bonfires on the beach. That seemed to be okay. Let's see. I'm old enough that roller skating was really popular when I was a kid. Did that a lot. But not too different than today. Went to school, got bored in school. But that's where all your friends were. And always felt like too much homework, but it really wasn't. And I was pretty happy. I like growing up so much, I moved back to where I did it, and I still live here.
Didn't you tell me that you used to move around a lot with grandma and grandpa?
Yeah, when I was real little, I was born in Los Angeles, and my dad had a job at that time that we moved, oh gosh, I don't know, up and down the state until I was about seven, eight, nine. And that's when I settled in Ventura and stayed here until college.
Wait, you were in Los Angeles. Where'd you go after that?
After Los Angeles, we lived in Arcadia, a suburb, and then we moved to another suburb. We, gosh, where do we go? Huntington Beach, then Chino. It's now called Chino Hills because I think of real estate. From Chino, we moved to Fremont in the north of the state, and then to Cupertino, which is also Bay Area. And from there, I think after that is when I moved. And that was all before I was nine. And then moved to Ventura and grew up with my dad, your grandpa.
Grandpa, wait, hold on. Wasn't grandpa in Vietnam, I think? Yeah.
Yeah, your grandfather was went into Vietnam the year I was born in 1968. He was in training when I was, no, he was right around the time he was sent to Vietnam is when I was born. So he was there in June of 68 and saw a lot of horrible, nasty things and was asked to do those horrible, nasty things. And yeah, so he was there, got wounded, received a Purple Heart, and came home. And I guess that's when I met him. I must have been 8, 9 months old by the time I met him.
Didn't he like mess up one of his ears because like a grenade went off next
He
to him
had,
or?
yeah, oh yeah. He even had a little, he, for fun, when he was in a good mood. There was a bump right at his hairline, right at the front, bump in his head, and he'd say, "Come here, put your finger there," and you'd touch it. There's this little bump, really hard little bump, and that was a piece of a hand grenade that was still lodged under his skin. That was one of the pieces they missed. You know, when he got wounded, it was.
How did he miss this?
It wasn't big. It was a little teeny thing, but I guess at the time there were a lot of other bigger pieces that they had to take out. And they
Ow.
missed that little one. But yeah, and because of that, it was a hand grenade that blew up right next to him, and he had a, I guess, tinnitus or ringing of the ears for the rest of his life.
Yeesh. I wouldn't know. Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't I almost joined the military out of high school because I didn't know what to do with myself, and your grandfather was not on board with that idea.
Wait, hold on. Good question. How often did you go see grandma?
Well, my mom and dad split when I was broke up, got a divorce when I was real little. As often as I could, I wish more often. But she stayed in Northern California, and I was down here.
Who influenced you the most when you were growing up?
Yeah, probably my dad. But there were a lot of people. There were coaches in high school. My grandmother on my mother's side was really a big influence on me. She was a little teeny lady who had made it through the Depression. It was as tough as nails, and you didn't want to cross her, but she was a great, great grandmother. I wish you'd have met her.
Okay, thank you. I'm done. Yay, we're done.